Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are here from the Anchorage Opera to talk about their show, their latest production, which is called Hot Spanish Nights. We have Pablo Zinger, conductor, director, Virginia Herrera, soprano, and Mauricio O'Reilly, who's a tenor. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's just start off by asking you about Zarzuela. This is your specialty, and that's what you folks are here to execute, pull off, perform, bring on to introduce to Anchorage.
Right. Well, the guys here, they are opera singers who do zarzuela and opera and all kinds of singing. They have beautiful voices. And myself, I specialize mostly in doing zarzuela and tango and Spanish and Latin American music in general. Zarzuela is basically the Spanish equivalent of American musical theater, which means that they are plays that are mostly sung, but also with some dialogue in them. And they range, just like American musical theater, from very grand operatic spectacles, of which the one we are doing is one of them, to more of what we could consider typical musical theaters. Let's say, like saying a big show like Showboat or Oklahoma would be on the big size, and then we would have something like Guys and Dolls or The Fantastic on the small size. And zarzuelas really cover all that territory. And they were originated as far back as 1640. So they have a very long story and a lot of very beautiful music. And this one we are doing, La Tabernera del Puerto, is really one of the most beautiful, most successful, most touching of the grand genre.
Is this a comedy?
Not at all. It has its comedy moment. It has a lot of comic relief. But it's a very dark story. It's a story that has elements about child abuse and alcoholism, cocaine trade, and the slave trade.
So it's contemporary.
Yeah, it's incredible how contemporary it is, because it could be happening very close by right today.
It's probably most likely.
It's happening in Juarez right now.
Exactly, as people are listening. Yeah. Is it happening where?
In Juarez.
Oh, yeah.
In the border.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Something's never changed. And Virginia, you're in this opera?
Yes, I have the role of Marola, and which is the tavern woman, and I'm in love with Leandro, who's played by Mauricio, but it's a very strange feeling, because although I like him very much in the plot, I am supposed to be my father's woman, which nobody knows that he's my father in the plot. So I am the one who serves at the tavern.
And he owns the tavern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
But you're actually his daughter. But
I am actually his daughter, but nobody knows.
Oh, but everybody, he's very protective of you.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
But everybody thinks your father is who?
That he's my lover.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a secret somewhere.
It is a secret.
Right. Let's give away why. And Mauricio, you are the love interest, you're Leandro?
Yes.
That's like the porcelain.
Yes.
but you don't pronounce the L's, right? Is it two L's at the beginning?
Yeah, it's one L. Leandro.
Oh, it's a Leandro. Okay.
Yeah, Leandro.
Okay, all right, okay.
Now you're thinking of Leandro, right?
Yeah. A ladrone.
Well, tell me, do you know that she's the landlord's daughter?
No. I'm just I'm a simple man, worker. What it would be an A collar worker, I just come into the tavern and this is the port, and I see this woman and I think she's absolutely gorgeous, and I really want to get closer to her, and so I make some advances to her, but I don't understand the why of her rejection at the beginning. And then I'm offered a deal that if I'm to smuggle some cocaine, I can possibly go away with her, and So I accept that, and we get caught up in some storm. And the music of the storm, I have to tell you, the first time I heard this zarzuela all the way through that the maestro Singer made available to me, when I heard the music, the musical motif was just breathtaking, and you can really feel the storm or the sea moving with the strings, and it's just like so interesting. It's really, really, really breathtaking.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to it very much. The beginning of this Hot Spanish Nights is going to be more like a concert, and then your play is the second half. Is that Do I have that right?
That's correct. In the first part, there's going to be another very exciting type of Spanish music, which is flamenco, and that will be provided, I believe her name is Omaira Amaya, is the dancer accompanied by a guitar player, and there is also a local pianist, Oshinchuk, could be the name, yeah. And we haven't met them yet, but also I should mention that we have participating in, we are the guests here, the three of us, plus Armando Mora, who is the baritone, who is playing the father of Marola. And but we also have a whole bunch of very talented local people, including the director of the opera, Tori Allen, who is singing the role of Simpson. And we have Nancy Claudel, yes, who, and I'm trying to remember everybody, probably, sorry if I forget, there is a guy, John Fraser, and Christine Keane, and Steve Dixon, and also we have the musical director of the opera, who is not only has done the preparation of the work, but is also singing a role, and that's Andrew Sweeney. And they are doing wonderfully, which is very refreshing, because this is a new genre for them. But it's a great pleasure to work with them and with the orchestra that I met yesterday.
And for the benefit of you at home, if you're just joining us, we're talking to people from the Anchorage Opera here. We're talking to Virginia Herrera, Pablo Zinga, and Mauricio O'Reilly, and they're telling us all about Hot Spanish Nights, which is going on right now.
Yeah, and Nancy Caudill is a close friend of mine, and she's been telling me about her rehearsals, including getting her foot hurt. But I'm very much looking forward to this.
I'm wearing several hats, and as usual, my specialty is doing things for which I'm highly unqualified for. And so the latest is directing also. So I'm also directing the movement and kind of improvising some dances and stuff like that. So it's very exciting. So that's probably why her foot hurts.
How are you liking Alaska?
I love Alaska. I am very much into nature. And just, you know, the first day when Mrs. Heather Flynn, which is my hostess, we were in the car and in the morning, and we go to this avenue, and I see these wonderful white mountains, which we have been very lucky, the sunny days we have had for the past days. So I love it. And I just took a drive and going up and down. I have been around all of it, and it's beautiful, beautiful. It's cold,
that
but
it is.
It's very beautiful, very nice.
Excellent. And
I love Alaska too.
Good.
Me too.
You can't very well say anything else.
We were all very scared, of course, you know, because we thought coming, you know, being very cold. But actually, it doesn't feel that cold.
No.
It feels quite nice, and it's beautiful. The air is beautiful. The sky is beautiful. The mountains, everything. Yeah,
it's a privilege.
Well, I'm very glad to have you here. So most musical comedies in America have happy endings. Does your play have a happy ending, at least in part?
Well, that is the rule about, you know, in opera, basically your job is to kill the soprano.
We understand.
The main directive in opera is kill the soprano or mezzo, whatever she might be, and which it's usually done at the end. In zarzuela, we are much nicer. We never kill the soprano. Actually, we never kill anybody in zarzuela unless it's somebody who gets conveniently killed off stage and from whom you inherit a lot of money, for example. So you are assured of a happy ending. It's guaranteed.
Well, and that might be a clue to what's going to happen then, without giving it all away.
That's nice to know. I was a little afraid by your introduction that people would be turned off. So.
Oh, no. We always fix it at the end. You know. It's like Hollywood, you know.
It's a loving ending, you know. Love always triumphs. So.
Exactly.
It's nice.
And the role, Virginia, you play, usually you play like in Carmen?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
I mean the title role, Carmen, from the
right.
opera. They just did that here.
Right.
Now, have you seen Carmen in your repertoire?
No, I don't. I am a soprano, so Carmen would be a mezzo. Although there have been sopranos singing Carmen, which would be a very nice role, but no. I am totally Mimi.
Who dies of tuberculosis?
Who dies.
And Violetta in La Traviata, who dies of tuberculosis?
Basically, her job is to die of tuberculosis,
yes.
Although I like the one, Pagliacci. I'm Neda, and I don't die there.
No, the clan dies.
Oh, actually, I do at the end. Pagliacci kills me.
Right,
oh, my God.
You die.
I'm dying all the time.
Yeah,
right.
Now you realize.
He's right.
That's what Pablo said.
But wow. Here you live.
Yeah, zarzuela.
Happily ever after. You know, the word zarzuela comes from the Spanish zarza, which is, and zarzuela means a little zarza, and it's a kind of a thorny bush, because in the 1600s, the king used to retire in the summers to a little palace that was called Palacio de la Zarzuela, because it was on the outside of the city and had a lot of bushes around it. And that's where they started the tradition of the zarzuela as entertainers for the monarchy. And then they became known as fiestas de la zarzuela, parties of the zarzuela, and then just zarzuelas.
Well, unfortunately, that's about all we have time for today. I want to thank my guests, Pablo Zinger, Virginia Herrera, and Maurizio O'Reilly.
The Mexican Irish.
Hey, something very quickly. The dialogues that are being done in the zarzuela are in English. I thought that's important because people can follow up the story easily.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, that is important. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this was Hot Spanish Nights, Anchorage Opera's forthcoming production.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Valley Performing Arts presents The Night of the Iguana, which plays at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. through March the 22nd. For tickets and information, call 373-0195. That's 373-0195. Or you can go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
And at Cyrano's, the world premiere of Make Good the Fires runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. through March 29th. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
TBA Theater presents Amazing Tales, March 20th through March 22nd. It opens tonight at APU's Grant Hall. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. For tickets and more information, call 677-PLAY, that's 677-PLAY, or you can email them at play@tbatheater, and that's theatre.org.
The Anchorage Concert Association presents Annie from March 18th through March 23rd at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts Atwood Theater. For tickets and more info, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, Anchorage Opera presents Hot Spanish Nights, which opens Wednesday, March the 25th, and plays again on Friday, March 27th, and then with a final show on Sunday, March 29th, at the Performing Arts Center, Discovery Theater. For tickets, call 263-ARTS, or you can go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. If you would like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit KSKA's website, kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.